One of the things that I like to highlight on this show is that Christianity, properly practiced, is culture. It is not a counterculture. Please don't ever tell anyone that. If anyone ever says that to you, correct them. It's not a counterculture. It is not a counterbalance. It is the balance. It is the culture. There is no other culture. And if there are other cultures, then they're wrong. That right there, right, if you could just drive that one point home, much of the hedonism and the paganism and the blasphemy and the apostasy in which we and our children and grandchildren are currently being marinated and steeped in, I'm not going to say it would disappear, but it would become the anathema that it once was. Now, bear that in mind. We're not going to make evil disappear. I mean, that's just a pipe dream. That's stupid. That's pride. We're not going to make evil. Lucifer's not going away. Baphomet's not going to. Baal is not going away. They're perfectly content where they are. They're not just going to leave. What is he saying? Elvis has left the building. Baal has left the building. You may be able to chase him away for a little while, but he ain't going anywhere. Unless, of course, God says, be gone, be done with you. So this is the first prideful thing that we have to deal with. And again, if you could just come to that realization, it doesn't matter what form of government you have. It doesn't matter who is in charge of it. It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter what it's called. It's all irrelevant. Christianity is the elixir. It is the cult that cultivates souls, cultivates men. Now, I don't think that that's going to happen anytime soon. But it does offer the prospect of being able to be repeated very easily because it's simple. And that is, again, Christianity is not a counterculture. Christianity is the culture and the cult. Put that in your pipe. Smoke it. Live it. What's the saying? Live it. Love it, know it. Live it, love it, know it. Brother Francis Malouf, who teaches our De Omine class, and by the by, De Omine is on tonight at 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. Gentlemen, you're never going to get a better chance to get a world-class education in proper thinking, philosophical thinking, than you're going to get every Wednesday night right here on the Crusade Channel. Ladies, if you're listening, make your husband show up. Now, that's not to say that the ladies can or aren't welcome. But men being the priests, philosophers, and kings of the household, if they learn this and if they begin to live it and live it by example, then there's a great possibility that the rest of the family will follow suit. So it is important. And we'll have lecture, number 6 tonight, I think? I believe we're on number 6. De Omine, lecture number 6 tonight. Well, you won't get the lecture, but we'll get the discussion with Brother Andre Marie right here. And the chat room will be live and open at mikechurch.com. If you're on the mailing list for De Omine, I will send a reminder out later on today. And Brother Francis puts what I just said, that Christianity is not a counterculture. It is the cult. It is the culture. It is that which changed the world for the better. It created the goodness that we are trying to reclaim. It created the beauty, and that includes the architecture, the artwork, you name it, that we are trying to reclaim. There's no other way to look at this. Looking at this any other way is incorrect. So therefore, does that sound like a counterculture? No, no, it's the culture. That's what you're trying to get back to. But Brother Francis, who did this magnificent 121 lecture series on Philosophia Perennis, that many of you, well, not many of you, a dozen of you have taken. I don't even know if it's a dozen of you have taken it. I've taken it. David's taken it 10 times. Some of you are on your second or third. When I finish the Almanac, I think I'll go back to Philosophia Perennis and continue listening to that. Brother Francis is fond of putting this another way. And he says this over and over again in De Omine. And that's this. If every man and woman that recited the creed, the Apostles' Creed, just believed every one of those 12 principles, then the world would not be the moral wreck that it is today. And he says it another way from time to time. And if you went clause by clause and considered each one and went, yeah, that's true. Or another way to say that's true or it is true is amen. We believe in God. Amen. Father the Almighty. Amen. Et cetera, et cetera. You just it took this one thing at a time. You know, we try to make these things so complicated because an iPhone and a computer chip is a complicated device. Because a computer system is complicated. Because websites and web portals are complicated. So everything else in the modern world must be complicated. Except the one thing that does not need complexity. It is good. It's true. It's beautiful. And when people hear it, they're shocked. They're shocked. I never heard anything like that before. That's because it's been chased out of the modern world. Why? Why has it been chased out of the modern world? Think about it. You'll get to the right answer. So back to, let's just do a rundown of the news, and I will demonstrate to you. And I need to see. Let me pull this up here. I wanted to see if I had missed any headlines. And a good place to get headlines and clickbait headlines is drudgereport.com, as all of you already know. Oh, look, the big story today, I'll demonstrate what I'm talking about by doing this morning's news. The headline is that Rick Madcow, Rachel Maddow, is going to bust a story out on MSNBC that purports to show that Trump paid $38 million on $150 million of income and income taxes. $38 million on $150 million. Now, some of you are going to start screaming, well, that doesn't sound right. That minute chart, that's not fair. It's a pretty hefty tax bill. Considering that when you're paying Social Security and Medicare taxes, I think the ceiling is $110,000 or $120,000, you don't pay any Social Security tax or anything above that. That's 15% right there. You don't pay any Medicare tax on anything above a certain threshold. So this would be mostly all income tax. That's a pretty hefty drag out of the till, out of the Trump till, I'd say. How did she, here, let's demonstrate the rottenness of our society. How did she get the story? How did she get it? Now, folks, this is a far cry. Somebody's going to say, you're out for WikiLeaks and the CIA and Edward Snowden. Those are whistleblower stories about a government and its actions directly applicable to me and to you. What Trump did on his tax return in 2008 has absolutely no bearing on me and had no bearing on me whatsoever. It's his business, his and his alone. This is a horrible ethical breach. NBC, I got to tell you, folks, another one of those channels, turn it off. Turn it off. They are not worthy of your watching it. Who's the news director that gives the okay for this ill-begotten trash inside private affairs of a man to be broadcast to the world, to mock him, to impugn him, and to malign his character? Because that's why they do it. Who, ladies and gentlemen? Now, look. Let's get into some tit for tat here. Yeah, so what? You guys did that, but look what you guys did. Here's Drudge's headlines. Trump paid higher tax rate, 25%, than Comcast paid, 24%. Higher than Obama, 19%. And Bernie Sanders only paid 13%. So socialism is good when you're working with other people's monies, in other words. Again, how does she get the tax return? It was stolen. That's how. This is the world in which we live. This is not a Christian culture, obviously, because that kind of an ethical breach and a lapse in ethics would not be greeted with, yeah, let's broadcast it. You're awesome, Rick. I mean, Rachel. It would instead be met with disdain, reprobation. We can't publish that. You can't even talk about that. And yet, they will.